All along the river, Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan talked directly to voters. It was Ryan's first visit as a candidate to the state's Democratic stronghold, and Clinton was the first place he held a town hall. Veteran Walter Burke told Ryan he joined the military in 1965, right out of high school.
I cannot understand why this country that I gave my life for feels that they should tax me twice for Social Security.
Ryan called that a travesty. He also called Social Security unsustainable.
If we fix this now, it doesn't change benefits for anybody 55 or above. You got to understand, for my generation, it's bankrupt. For my children's generation, it's bankrupt.
In the same breath and the same terms, Ryan also talked about Medicare.
And the best way to save Medicare and prevent it from going bankrupt, because in about 2026, I'm doing this off the top of my head, that's when the trust fund goes bankrupt. What we're saying is this: reform it for my generation so we can guarantee it for the current generation.
Political scientist Dennis Gulford of Drake University says Republicans are promising to keep everything the same for anyone over 55. But he says that's a bit of a red herring.
They would open it up for people in that age group to participate in, you know, to use government vouchers to buy private insurance. That would dry up financial support for traditional defined benefit Medicare, so that in effect would lead to the end of Medicare as we know it.
And a lot of people at the town hall were asking just what the Romney and Ryan plan would do, like Linda Morrison of Fulton, Illinois.
Where are the answers? I mean, why aren't you more specific?
Right now, you pay artificially high tax rates, you send your money to Washington, and then if you do something that Washington approves of, they'll let you keep some of your money back. We look at it the other way around. We think it's your money in the first place. Why don't you keep it in the first place and you decide what you want to do with it, because it's your money.
Voter Linda Morrison says she's satisfied by Ryan's answers, even though she's pro-choice.
To me, the country, that one thing is less important than my freedoms.
Ryan spoke next down the river in Muscatine at Ellie's Tea and Coffee House. This time, he was back to his usual stump speech, but supporter Marilyn Wendell says Ryan's message is right. There just can't be any more free handouts.
There are people that expect, in fact, demand that the government give them free stuff just for the right to be here on Earth. And there are people that we have to help. Absolutely. We don't want people falling through the cracks, but by golly, there are people that can help themselves and will if government gets out of the way.
Retired farmer Charles Gaeta isn't so sure. He voted for Obama in 2008, but he came to see Ryan speak.
Well, I know that politicians, that you gotta say what the people wanna hear, right? And you can't say it to everybody because everybody got different ideas.
Gaeta says he's an independent and he hasn't quite made up his mind, but he's leaning Obama. As for Ellie, the coffee shop's namesake, she wouldn't talk on tape, but she says it's not about politics. It's just good business. After all, both Republicans and Democrats come to eat lunch at her cafe. In Muscatine, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.